Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
That the Sojourner Truth Jaguars don't win very often is not surprising. They are a new high school football team in New Orleans with obviously limited experience, a small roster, and very few fans. That the Sojourner Truth Jaguars exist at all is surprising. They represent a charter school that began in 2008, a school that never could have afforded to field a football team without help from, well, a football team. In this case, the New Orleans Saints, about a dozen of whom have contributed money to fund the Jaguars' first season. From New Orleans, Keith O'Brien has the story.
Hey, kick off right here. Kick off right here.
Let them know. Let them know. Where his squad at, baby?
There is no marching band here, as usual. No cheerleaders and hardly any fans. At kickoff on this late September night, the Sojourner Truth Jaguars have just one fan in the bleachers, and he sort of has to be here. He's the school superintendent. But in the minutes before kickoff of the Jaguars' fifth game of their inaugural varsity season, coaches deal with a more pressing issue, an issue typical of this inexperienced team. One of the Jaguars' key offensive linemen, Toy Kelly, has brought the wrong helmet to the game.
This is large. What size you wear?
Extra large must be.
The coaches scramble to find a teammate to swap with Toy. They need every player they've got. In a sport where teams routinely dress 70 players or more, Sojourner Truth, this year, has only 23. Barely enough to field a squad.
Let's see if Dante can fit this one. Take the dive right quick and see if you can fit this.
Man, what size is that?
That's a large. Think you can do a large?
No.
Sojourner Truth Academy opened in 2008, one of many charter schools to open in this city after Hurricane Katrina. The location was an old Catholic school in uptown New Orleans, and the students who enrolled often came from single-parent homes or neighborhoods plagued by crime.
Violence, gunshots.
Donald Nolan, Sojourner Truth's starting wide receiver, was just a boy, he says, when his older brother was shot and killed outside a nightclub. And today, around his neck, Donald still wears his brother's black rosary as a reminder of the one who is gone.
My brother had it before he died, and you know, it was his good luck charm, so I used this as a good luck charm.
The mission of the school at its founding was simple: prepare kids like Donald for college and instill the values of the former slave, abolitionist, and activist for whom the school is named. But the student body, which is 97% African American, rarely calls the school by its full name, says Superintendent Reginald Flannery. The kids simply call themselves the Truth.
I wonder sometimes if our students really know that our name is Sojourner Truth, because our nickname across the entire city is Truth. But if you're going to have a nickname, I mean, it's kind of hard to beat that one.
A small gymnasium allowed the Truth to assemble a basketball team from the start, but football was too expensive. Impossible, really, until the school's co-founder, Shauna Mae Cook, reconnected with an old classmate from Stanford University, Saints defensive back Lee Torrance.
You know, I'd gotten to do some stuff with her in the school before, and she started talking about them wanting to start a football program. And I was like, man, this, you know, we got to make this happen. You know, it's just like, it fits.
Torrance told his teammates about the school, and soon, 10 Saints players had donated $5,000 each, a $50,000 sum that was then matched by the NFL. Saints defensive back Malcolm Jenkins, for one, says he didn't hesitate to give.
Not everybody's, you know, going to get an academic scholarship, but not everybody's big in academics, you know, and a lot of people need other outlets. And, you know, even if it's not something that's going to take them far to the NFL or anything like that, it's just something that they can use to occupy time, to enjoy fellowship with other schoolmates and classmates, and something that just, you know, help them stay active.
Let's go, Day! Day! Day!
But even $100,000 can't buy the Truth a field. The boys practice instead on a small playground, next to a cemetery, amidst rows of shotgun houses. The patch of grass is maybe 40 by 20 yards, not even close to a regulation-size field. It's enough, however, for conditioning drills, which is what the boys need. With just 23 players on the roster, most have to play both offense and defense, rarely resting over the course of a 48-minute game.
I play running back, linebacker, quarterback, punt return, kick return, pretty play, all over the field.
I guess you sort of have to, right?
Yeah, I have to. When you have to step up for your team, you got to do what you got to do.
Byron Jarrow is a senior with dreams of playing in college. But like many Jaguars, he is undersized, about 5'8", 160 pounds. And some, like Derek Wilson, are much smaller. Wilson plays outside linebacker, and he's just 4'10", 108 pounds.
Got to get the job done. He ain't got to be the biggest guy to always do it.
For the most part this fall, though, the biggest guys have been the ones doing all the winning. Sojourner Truth lost 3 of its first 4 games, was shut out twice along the way, and outscored in total 106-24. But going into the 5th game of the season, head coach Perry McCarty isn't too worried about their record. All he wants to see, he says, is that the kids are playing hard.
When they start hanging their heads, like, that's when we have an issue, because I'm not going to hang my head. Like, I'm not going to be embarrassed about them. If they gave 100%, and they gave 100%. And we're going to get better. We're always striving to get better at whatever we're doing. Like I said, whether it's in the classroom, whether it's on the field, or whatever it may be, we're going to get better.
In the minutes before kickoff that night, McCarty doesn't get flustered about the lost helmet. The coaches find one that works for Toy Kelly, and then the Truth prepares to take the field to play Sophie B. Wright, a rival charter school.
We're dominant!
Get up!
We're dominant!
Get up!
We're dominant!
Get up!
We're dominant!
Get up!
Y'all scared!
No!
Y'all scared!
No!
Y'all scared!
No!
As usual for the Truth, it doesn't start well. But then the Jaguars score, 6-0. Then they score again, 12-0. Sophie B. Wright answers with a touchdown of its own, but the Truth answers back. At halftime, McCarty's team is up 20-6, the school's biggest lead ever. The school's fans, about 50 strong now, begin to cheer. Sophie B. Wright begins to press, throwing the ball more and more, and then it happens. Little Derek Wilson, all 4'10" of him, leaps into the air, intercepts the ball, and the boys start to celebrate, falling all over themselves in the sideline.
Hey, got the shortest man on the field jumped up there and got that. Hey, there you go, Derek!
There are still 10 minutes to go in the game, but this one is over. For the second time in their very brief history, the Sojourner Truth boys are winners, and they know exactly what to do. They pose for pictures, find some Gatorade to dump on a coach, and then, for a long time, linger beneath the lights of the field, just like football players. For only a game, I'm Keith O'Brien.
Hey, man, I know you can jump that high. All right, you got your accolades. Let's get through the game.
Keith O'Brien's story about the Sojourner Truth Jaguars will be featured on this week's program. Elsewhere in football news, how about them Lions? I'll be learning from one of the reporters who covers the Detroit team what explains the Lions' 5-0 start. In yet a third foray into football, we'll hear from a former NFL lineman who's turned his talents to writing and singing music with a band called Tallahassee. I'll also be calling on the expertise of ESPN's Tim Kirchin, who said there was no way the Cardinals would still be on the field this weekend, to explain what's going on in Major League Baseball's postseason. That should be rich. And we'll have a story about how one NBA player is taking advantage of the lockout to go back to college. So join us, and remember, you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.